Yishlami Peya Daf Yizayin, beginning with the new Perek, the Perek Elul Masikin, the Mishnah on by the last line of Tazayin Amud Aleph, discusses the new sugya. The question is, in order to have a field that's Peya, in order to be able to be considered Vata from Meiser, so we have to know if you take Peya from one field to another field, does it work? Can you do that? Or does it consider that it's not effective? Each field has to be separately, done separately. And the mail of the question, of course, it would be therefore, it would not be Pota for Meiser. So the question is, what does it determine if it's one field or two fields or more than that? What is it considered a separation, a division between them? Says the Mishnah, that these are the things that divide a field, the Gabi Peya, in order to be considered, says the Marifulda, to be considered two fields, Shtei Sados, as of the keem of the Pasik that says that you have to have a separate for each one. And Mamela, therefore, we want to know what is the thing that divides up a field to be considered, to make a field to be considered two fields, or if you have something between two fields, is that considered a separation to make it as two, or is it still considered like one? So the Mishnah says, either Mapsikam, these are things that Mapsikam pay a knockout. If you have a stream of water, a shalulah, so you have a canal of water, the used for irrigation, or the Mishnah says, derech hayochad, you have a private road, derech harab, or you have a public road. And again, the shear over here, derech, it's four amas wide. The derech yochid is four amas, the derech yochid is four amas, that's a din of Rishus hayochid. And derech harabim is tesayin amma, the Prey Moshe says, that's considered a din of a Rishus harabim. So you have a road that's either four, or derech harabim, which is 16. When it says, ushvil hayochid, or you have a private path or a public path that's used, that's used for both the winter and the summer season. So again, here also we're talking about a shvil, which is a smaller road that which is used by people for the fields, for the vineyards. It's not used for a regular affair. It doesn't mean wagons for people traveling through don't use those roads. It's more of a path to go into the fields and the krumim to do people, the workers go in. That's much smaller than a regular road itself, but it's used most of common section to take you to the fields. If it's just used for one, it doesn't apply. So therefore, this type of thing, or you have a land that's an open land that was not used, that nothing was done to it, that the says the Rishmasalua, Sadashul Nechrash, Bolonizra, it wasn't planted, nor was it plowed. It's a land that's like fallow, and nothing was done to it, lo nevd at all. In Nikra She'ema, says the Prey Moshe, it's desolate. That's considered, if you have a field, that kind of field between two fields. Or at Seir, you have land that's plowed, but hasn't been planted. Or the Zerach, or you have planted that's plowed and planted, but it's Zerach from a different thing, which means you, and the Rabbi Fulda gives an example, Zareya Bain Shtei Sado Shalkitim Zera Polin and Zera Machem. You have two fields of wheat, and in between them you planted Polin, you planted other types of things that are growing, other types of species. So that's Mafsik. Rakoitze the Shach is Mafsik. Or a person goes ahead and harvests a field, the Shach is Mafsik. The Michael Hamas. You do a field, but you're planting for grain, but you're not using it to cultivate, to eat, to make wheat. But rather, just for Bema, it's not ripe, as the Pnei Moshe explains. It uses it for two that's not doesn't reach a third of its ripeness, and you harvest it because it's used don't dafka for feeding animal for animal feed. So that divides up it two fields. So all these halachos, I think these are things I'm mopsing. These are enough to be considered separations, to be considered as if it's two fields, and each one is a separate din peya, and you can't take peya on one from the other. If you separate a peya on one, the other one is still imakuyev to give ma'aser from. It doesn't take it. Does not. It's not a din of. It doesn't. You're not yotze with give peya on that other one as well. Says that's the words of Ramech. I'm even the segei mafsik elag mikay karish. If we don't say it, consider half a field only something, only if it's de karish. Only it's not mafsik. Only if it's plowed. So if you just zareya, if you just went ahead and sowed it, and you planted, but you didn't plow it, it's not considered as anything really happened to the field. And according to Chachamim, it's not mafsik. Says the Pnei Moshe d'ksavri at kol to the ksira. It's only the beginning of ksira, and therefore it's not mafsik. It has to be where you're mafsik, where it did the whole process, with plowing as the second part of the process, in order to be considered a hefsik, a separation of something that would be able to be mafsik between two fields. It's not considered separation. Gemara said, this is a, right, so therefore that would not be, that's the Chachamim disagree. What is the basis of the Machlokes, a man the Chachamim, the Gemara is going to see a little bit later in the Gemara. Says the Mechma, Ilam Afsik Lepeya. These are things that Mafsik Lepeya. So the Gemara says, what's the basis of this halacha? Where is it? It's obviously the Raisa. This is, must be a source of the Raisa that's Mafsik. What is the basis of this halacha? Menatayra, that would be considered the source that it dries up. So the Gemara says, Sotcha, state in the Pasik, Sotcha. So Leotzi Sotcha Mechaverta. That you can't be from your field one to the other. Sotcha means it should be Dafka, your field. The Chayiv al Kosar Vastar, you Chayiv on each particular field. And therefore, said this halacha that's brought down in Torah's Kohanim, it's included that these things are considered fields, your field and not another field. So which means that the field, this particular field, we dash in Torah's Kohanim, this halacha, that each field is its own halacha. Sadcha, b'loshan yokid. That therefore, anyway, so if anything that's mafsing between this one field and something else, you chayev separately on that field, a separate din paya. That's the Gemara. We want to understand this halakha of Daraisa of this Hepsik. What is the halakha? Now there's a lashon in the Gemara. What does it mean? It's in the Chuba. It means lashon of the Peimosh explains what this is. It's going on the halakha Naka. What does it mean? Lashon Mechaver. No niskri dvarim. It's not clear. We don't know what it's not clear by the Chachamim with the halakha, the base of this halakha. When we say that there's a division that we don't have, so it says that the it's not Mechaver, it's not clear. That to know what this means as far as the division goes, and what does this mean when the Torah Mishnah says the halacha is that we're saying now sotka divides up in a Torah as separate fields, it's not clear what the Torah means. What exactly does it mean by a division? In a mechuv, it means it's not mechuv. It's not clear what is considered the what does it mean throughout the sugya? What does this mean when we talk about this separation to explain? Says the Marifulda, Kolome ain't afsokos mezis mechaverin eichachamim. It's not clear by the chachamim to be alokma. Is aloka? Is it the drabanan? What is considered in the Torah as a mafsik or not? What is it considered? What is considered the hefsik? The chachamim were not clear in this aloka. Now we're trying to understand what does that mean? They weren't clear. If you say that, it's clear that the Doraisa says the halacha is, I feel sadi ilumaf. If you tell me that's clear than anything, all these things in the Mishnah that divide up two fields is considered a clear separation of hefsik, and it's considered two separate fields. If that's true, it's like the Gemara, that I feel sadi ilumaf, it should even be mafsik and sadi ilum. There also, if it's a Doraisa, dika hefsik, then it should be mafsik as well, by sada as well. It also says sada by trees. Elamai what? We know it doesn't. We learn through the Mishnah. We learn through the Mishnah. I call mafsik zroyim. Everything that we said in our Mishnah, all these things are mafsik zroyim. Mafsik zroyim for seeds, for planting over two separate things. The gabi the din of kalayim and other things, gabi peya, all these things are considered like gabi zroyim. But any mafsik is not mafsik ilan. Elagadr, only offense is mafsik. Only thing is, only the hefsik for two types of trees, that's mafsik, a field of trees, is if you have a gedder, if you have a fence. Anything else is not considered a hefsik. So the Gemara says, akasha. So why should it be so? If midaraisa, if it's clear, is that that all these things are considered a raisa hefsik, ben zroim, it should be also a hefsik ben ilanos. And we know that it's not. It says it's not. Only a gedder is. So the Gemara says, therefore what? Oh, get them a close. It must be, it comes up what you're saying just now, that only thing that's deraisa, considered a clear hefstick, it's clear to us, and the chubar to us, that's clear to us, that's deraisa, is a gather, is a fence. It must have any chubar. But it's not so. Well, see, even that's not considered clear. Even that's not clear as well. Why? Because Gemara says, intimate chubar. If you say that it's clear gather, I feel you say it, kodos don't hefstick, then it's your question. What if you have trees, a fence blocking two types of trees? And you have Seir Kota, you have the trees above where the fence ends. You have the branches of the trees are touching each other. The halacha should be, what should it be? So you have to give pay on each one. I either mentioned mechubra. If I say it's not mechubra, well, in other words, if you tell me that a fence is the only thing that's clear, that is a hefsik between fields that applies both to Zeroyim and for Elon, and for Elanos is a fence, then it should be that the fence should apply, should be all across the board. So why is the halacha, the Mishnah, that if you have a fence dividing a field of trees, and you have yet the branches connect over the trees, halacha is not a hefsik. It's not hefsik. You have to give payah by each one. Vice versa, that it's not a good enough. So the fence is not sufficient. So you see, therefore, it comes out that it's not even the gabe offense. The gabe even offense is not clear. It's not mechuber. It's not mechaver. Not mechuber. Not clear. The gabe didn't have sick of payah. So therefore, we don't have anything. So therefore, Gemara says, so what is the basis of this? So we still don't have a basis of what the halakas and the mishnah of all these things that are considered a hefsik, to make it to consider two fields, what is the basis of this? There can't be daraisa, so what is the hefsik? What is the basis? Well, you want to tell me halak is in economy, that this halak is serious daraisa, dikadin. That over there, if it, oh, the things connect the top over the fence, it is considered din daraisa. Then I'll tell you, what if you have only branches on one side? You go ahead, It shouldn't divide the field. It should only be if you have both of them. But if you have one side, it is mafsik. So I'm going to say, 1 second, why should it make a difference? Why, if you have only field trees from one side going into the other side, the look is, we say, it makes the gather not a hefsik. Why should it be so? Why should it make enough kamina? If the fence is a hefsik, midaraisa, it should make no difference whether it's one or two. Elamai, it's not a hefsik. It's not a hefsik. It shouldn't make a difference. Why is there a chilik between one and two? Elamai must be only din derabbanan. If din derabbanan, then we say, derabbanan only mechalik. If it divides, derabbanan is the chilik of a gather being a hefsik, is a derabbanan. Rabbanan could say, if it's from both sides, yes. If it's one side, no. That derabbanan could do. But midaraisa, you can't make such a chilik. So the Gemara says, we see a similar light, David pay up Misada Kaveta. Lakitcha, person would have separated payah from one field to another field, it does not work. Lakitcha doesn't help. It doesn't make a difference. Memela, therefore, and you still chayv and true and meiser. It's not, it doesn't help you, the gabi payah, and therefore the chi of meiser and all the truma and all the other things are still chal. They're still chal. So Memela, therefore, the Gemara says, according to that halakha, it would come out that we have to understand what is the basis then. What's the basis of this halacha? So Gemara of Zeru come guy. That's a question, Rabbi Yasa. This halacha you said is Gavan Zukum and Amesa. If you want to go ahead and had in mind to go ahead to give pay on behalf of the other Menamesa from the boundary, what's the halacha? In other words, you separated, you had a field, you had planted something on the boundary of two fields, and your idea was to take pay from that boundary in the middle, Menamesa. That's the halacha. Do we say it works for pay for both sides of the field? You're taking from the field that's in the middle, the boundary, the strip in the middle. Does it work for both fields, or does it only work for one? What's the halakha? What's the status? The Gemara says, sorry, Mine. Yossi didn't answer. The Gemara says, sorry, Mine. He refused to answer. Hishmit says the Pnei Moshe, what did he do? Hishmit, that Marifulda says, Hishmit from Yossi, lo pashat lebei. He didn't answer the Shaila. He wanted to know, does this work or not? And Yossi didn't answer. He was asking Yossi, according to you, what's the halakha over here? And he must have, Yossi didn't want to answer him. So Vice says that he's mesupik whether it works or not. So he wasn't sure. What is a subject, Yossi? Why didn't he answer the Shaila? It's because he wasn't sure that this thing is considered a hefsik and it doesn't potter both fields from payah, or maybe it does. What's the halakha? Why didn't he answer? What's the clarity of the halakha? What would be the halakha? So the Gemara says, so the Gemara tries to explain what was this reason. Why didn't he answer? So the Gemara says, maybe really, pshat in the halakha Yossi said is a different halakha. Mechalfish, that's Rabbi Yossi. Maybe Rabbi Yossi answered when he came to go, did something else. He was going in to explain a shita of what he said in a different place. In other words, what he was answering was a different halakha. He wasn't answering this halakha about being mafsig between two sadas. What was given that? We learned in a Mishnah, we learned, person planted plants of cardel, of zarei, planted shavas of cardel, dill, or he planted mustard. Mustard seeds in three different places. Gemara says you have to give pay from each one. You plant it in three different things, you have to give pay from each one. So the chayra, the question is, why would you have to do that? Is it a hefsik? It's no hefsik. Vice says the Gemara is saying, this is what he was saying, halakha is, in this case, where there was nothing divided between the two different the plantings, and yet the halakha was that he said that you have to give pay from each one. And even when there's no hefsik. So Vice says that there's no... So what did he mean over here? So now I try to understand what he meant. Gemara says, Shmuel Amar, what's the pshat? The reason why the halakha over here by these two things are different. He said, in these three separate places. He made it in three separate places. So when you say three places, it doesn't mean that he planted in just cardel, but same thing with Shema. He planted both dill and cardel separately. So we see that meant to say on both of these things are unusual, different than all the other halakhas, all the other ones, to tell you that these things are considered separate ones. Gemara say all considered separate. So the Gemara says, what's the explanation? So Shmuel says the reason why these are different, Because these two particular things that are planted, the seeds of them, when you plant them, they don't grow, they don't wait for each other, they plant separately. In other words, they don't all grow the same time. They're picked in different times. What it's meant to say, that you pick them at three different times, so therefore, it's as if you looked like you have three different meaning, even though they're the same thing, but each one grows at a different own pace, there's no one harvest season for them. Each one's going to be harvested differently. Therefore, each one's considered as a separate planting. Another reason why. The reason why Yosef explains on this halacha, the reason why over here it has its own halachas, is because each one grows in its own aruga. So Mela, we look at each aruga as a separate field. They're planted together in arugos in a small patch, and therefore in a separate squares they're planted. And Mela, therefore, we look at it like in a field, it's like it's a separate field in its own. Each, since they're only planted always by arugos, we look at it like it's a separate planting, and therefore each aruga is its own halacha. And therefore, we look at it, that's what he meant to say, that's mafsig. You planted your own thing on the border, it's a zon halacha. That's what Yossi meant to say. He didn't want to say that it's a negeah, to negates the wall, it makes its own separate halacha. It's because these two minim are planted by itself and create its own mitzias, its own entity. And that's what he meant to say over here. So the Gemara says, that's the pshat over here, and that's what he meant to say, and that was his suffering. And that's what he's trying to say in such a halacha. And that's what he's trying to explain. And over here, yeah, we said halacha is that he didn't want to answer his question. So why didn't he want to answer his question? Why says that he has suffering? But the meitzar is considered hefzik. Because why didn't he answer the question that got me the meitzar? Why says he's masupik on that halacha? So Gemara said, no, pshidush alim mafsik. Really, no. Gemara said, really, it was pashut to him that it is mafsik, that you plant on the borders, that is considered hefsik. That was not the question. What was the question that he asked of Yasser? Lo tzrikhala, the lo kitcha, mishum peyom, is lomishukach. He wanted to know, when you plant on the border, on the boundary, does it help to pay on both sides? Of course we know that it's mafsik, that it creates two separate fields. But the question we want to know whether it allows pay to take effect on the other side. In other words, since we know that you're doing it, that's what Kimasaf Galei says to Pnei Moshe, lo tzrik a little bit. He knows, of course, but the Yevon, you can't do that, you shouldn't be doing that. But if you went ahead and you did it, do we say that it's considered as if you did pay on that side? That's the question. Lekacha is enough to consider that you don't have to go give Maisa Truman from it. Could you say that considered as if you took pay from it? Is the Scottish pay or not? That was the question Rav Yosef didn't want to answer because he didn't have the answer. So Taka, what is the answer to that question? If you separate peya from one field towards another field, loikitcha. Even with the yevit, it's not makadesh. It doesn't work. So even if you have a border, so the Kiddush way tells him was that even if you put it on the border, even on the border you put it on, it doesn't help for the field itself. So no, that was the Kiddush. Says the Pnei Moshe, afilu min ameitz al osado sevelei misal dechavet, considered misal dechaverta. So no, the question was not, he very clearly knows that one plant, he never had a question. Now look, it was very clear, you plant in field A, and you have a field next to it where you have a hefzik, you don't have a hefzik. It doesn't work for field two. That we know it doesn't work. The question is, what about if you plant it on the border, on the meitzar? Do we say that it can at least work the field next to it? That's the question the Gemara had. And that he didn't want to answer. And the answer, he answered, no, ma'isa, it doesn't work even for that. Hishin, pay a minimum. So the chaver to lo kitcha doesn't work at all. But the yevit, even if you just did it on the meitzar, so shamini, I feel the meitzar, even on the border itself, that's what he says. It's not going to help even for that. And that was the psak that the Gemara gave, that it doesn't work one field for the other. Well, even on such a level, even if you did it on the border, it won't help for the field next to it.